Begin with slow breaths, starting shallow, and gradually becoming deeper and deeper. And breathe more slowly with each deeper breath. As you continue this slow, deeper breathing, you will find that your physical body begins to relax. Your thoughts begin to quiet. And your heart begins to settle down. Allow this slow, gentle breathing to completely relax the center of your being. As well as your arms, your legs, the roots of your hair, the tips of your toes. Everything becomes synced up to one time, one place, one breath. And you invite your own personal spiritual allies to come closer to you now. They may be guides you have worked with before, power animals. They may be your star being, an ancestor, a great teacher in your life. There could be one, there could be several. But feel them, maybe see them now, surrounding you with love. They're very excited. They want to show you something. A sacred space that's been created just for you. They gently guide you down, down, down into your own heart, the very center of your being. In a place where all your connections flow with the people in your life and everything else that you love. There's a door in your heart that takes you to this sacred place they want to show you. And they take you to this door. It could look like just a door in a wall or a hole in a tree. Or a drawbridge to a castle. But you go through this portal and you arrive in a beautiful place in nature where you feel comfortable, enchanted, and safe. In this beautiful place in nature, there's a fire that's been built just for you. However it looks to you is perfect, but you might see it is surrounded by stones that glisten from the light of the fire with an iridescence that makes it seem as if the rocks themselves are glowing. They bring you right up to the edge of the fire. And you can feel that it doesn't burn. It's warm, but it doesn't burn. And it dances for you. As you watch the flames, they begin to become scenes. Things that have happened just over the past year that seem significant to you. Wonderful things, difficult times, people who have come and gone, places you may have visited. Challenges you've faced or run away from. You're captivated by what you see. And as each image arises in the fire, you might feel an emotional connection to it. And as each image is transformed by the fire into ash, you feel the release and watch the ashes fly high above the fire up into the sky and break apart into tiny, tiny pieces of glittering light. You begin to remember things that you definitely want to let go of. And as you remember them, they appear in this fire. You notice that these spiritual allies of yours are throwing things into the fire. And as you look further around you, you see that they're taking the physical symbols of what you are remembering from vast storages around you. There's like, oh, there could be boxes, there could be piles, it could look like a swap meet. There's a lot of stuff. And as you remember it and release it in the fire, they're throwing it in. That's what's creating the ashes. And the solemnness of the moment is broken, and now you start laughing. This is fun. Where's your pile? And so you turn around, and yes, there's your own pile behind you that you could add in. They're helping, but some of the really big ones are right behind you. So you turn around and you start grabbing these things and throwing them in the fire, laughing. Everybody's laughing. Everybody's happy. Yes, let's let this go. But I liked that. That was fun. Yes, but you'll do something fun next year. Throw it in. Okay, that's what you do. Oh, that moment. Oh, I could totally never, ever think about that ever again. Thank you. Throw that in the fire. Push, whoosh, let it go. And as the piles grow smaller and the fire builds higher, those glittering bits of light hover above you, creating these iridescent clouds of glitter right above you. And finally, everything has been thrown in the fire. It's just clear now, just this beautiful space in nature and the circle of your guides. And if there's only one guide there, that's fine too, but I'm seeing quite a few. Power animals and ancestors and helping spirits, whoever it is, all around you. And you're all looking at this fire. And then you hear this great ka-chish, ka-chish of thunder and rain. And the glitter clouds are now opening up with this refreshing, glowing rain that falls upon you, falls upon the fire, falls upon everything, and puts the fire out. It doesn't matter. There's still wisps of smoke. And you're dancing with your guides around the now cooled fire pit, laughing in the rain, enjoying the glow, feeling the excitement of the release and the potential for something new, something new. Dancing, feeling the joy through every bit of your body. And then the rain stops and all is quiet. And you are looking at all of your guides and they're waiting for you to do something. You feel a burning inside, deep inside of you, in your heart, in your belly. And you look and you see you are glowing now. You are glowing. There's a flame inside of you. Huh? You reach inside yourself, take a hold of that flame, and bring some of it forth in your hand. And put it in the center of the fire pit and watch it catch. You and your guides give it gentle breaths. Feed it tinder from little bits of fluff, grass, and cotton from cotton plants and dead leaves and pine needles. You make a natural brew of dried things that will feed your new fire and watch it grow and glow and be so beautiful. With a smile, your guides and you embrace. And they all disappear inside of you. They all flow inside of you. And you're full, full of all this support, of all this wisdom, all this magic. And you feel yourself move through the door, back out into the center of your heart. Where you can feel the presence of your guides and all the people that you love in your life. And then allow yourself to float back up from your heart, back up, 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 past your throat and your third eye. So you're right in the center of your head again, right behind your eyes. And you feel your whole body reconnect to your surroundings, the floor beneath you, the sounds of the room you're in, or the space outdoors. Now you take a deep breath, this time to awaken into your body, your new flame, your new moment. Open your eyes and be fully present. Be here and now and breathe.